This is program number LW2548. Hi, this is Larry West. I've got a sort of parable for you today. It's a story. Once upon a time, there was a colony of ants, a large colony, consisting of thousands of them. Well, every one of them, man, it was a little strange. Every one of them had only 5 legs, and they walked with a 1-2 hitch, 1-2 hitch, everywhere they went. They lived on rotten banana leaves. I say they lived on them. The leaves were very scarce, and many died from starvation. Well, it happened that one day a very strange ant was born among them. This ant had 6 legs. Very strange. Everyone shook his head in dismay, giving a tusk tusk. Isn't it a shame? How dreadful. That's what they'd say. And many tried to console the parents on their child's deformity. There were some who came along and suggested that for the good of the community, they ought to put the child out of its misery. And because the mother begged them not to, they went ahead and let the baby live. Well, soon the little ant was up and at him. He was rushing around here and there, getting into all kinds of things. And he was much faster than the others were. And as they all watched, they were horrified. I mean, he had such an awkward way of walking. Look, they tried to tell him, you don't know how to walk right. You have to go 1-2 hitch, 1-2 hitch. Now, try to do it right. So the little ant tried to put a sort of hitch in his step, you know, but every time he tried, that 6th foot would come down and leave the rest of them far behind. Finally, they gave up in utter disgust. You just can't teach some kids anything. One day they noticed he was eating breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs? Stop, you fool, they said. That's poison. If you eat 2 mouthfuls, you'll die. But the little ant kept eating, and they waited to see him fall over and die. But nothing happened. Instead, he grew stronger and stronger, bigger than even the biggest of the grown-ups. That was outrageous. The real crisis came soon after that, though. The dreaded army ants were marching against them, and they had to move in a hurry, on the run. Moving was slow, because in moving the nest, one of their eggs had to be loaded onto the back of an ant and then transported, you know? And to keep it from falling off, 2 other ants had to climb on board, and of course, every one of them had that hitch in his step, so it was a very slow process. Well, like Speedy Gonzales, arriba, arriba, that crazy 6-legged ant was going here, there, and everywhere, walking on 4 and carrying an egg all by himself with his other 2 legs. You can't do that, they screamed. Besides, you'll break the egg. You'll never get there. I've already been there 2 times and back, he said, and I haven't broken one yet. Well, that was the last straw. Enraged, they dropped their eggs in a heap and rushed at him. He's mad. Get him. We don't need him. We'll solve our own problems. Kill him. Hang him on a stick. Crucify him. And they did. And then they all went back to work. 1-2 hitch. 1-2 hitch. 1-2 hitch. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, we people are sometimes a lot like those 5-legged ants, thinking we can solve our own problems. But we're crippled without Jesus Christ. The Bible says we're to be like him. We are to walk in his steps. He says, follow me. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He's our model, our ideal. Jesus is the only perfect one. And he says, follow me. Thank God we can look to Jesus Christ. He's our only hope. I have a Bible study course that discusses Jesus. More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course, and it's absolutely free. It consists of a study only dealing with the Bible, not denominational doctrine, just the Bible. Why don't you let me send it to you? It's yours simply for the asking. It deals with Jesus. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, 2 words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.